to the four-legged zoo to visit our four-footed friends. Lions and tigers, cats and dogs, a goat and a cow and a couple of hogs.
A rhinoceros and, of course, a hippopotamus, and oh yes, a horse.
There are elk and bison and a new or two, giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, two zebras, zebexies, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now Miss Simpson said,
she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us in.
Well, Miss Simpson said,
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds, then multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Well, don't do that.
It's really a groovy zoo.
But anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work on our fours and our head. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take a lion.
1 times 4.
He's got 4 legs and maybe a roar.
Give me 2 camels. That's 2 times 4. 8 legs walking across the desert floor.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu.
We have 3 times 4 equals 4 legs too.
But we might have to subtract when that tiger was through. Rawr! 4 four-footed friends, no matter who, would have 16 legs, and it's always true.
That 4 times 4 equals 16. 5 times 4 is 20.
Now a coach and